In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone. It's great to have you with us. The journey of life is full of ups and downs. We often experience extreme conditions which create despondency and hopelessness. Amid such difficulties, it's easy to lose hope and fall prey to depression and other unwanted ailments. However, individuals who trust in God's mercy tend to believe that life is worth living, despite difficulties. They believe in seeing difficulties as a challenge which they will be able to overpower. Today, we'll talk about trusting God's mercy. In addition, as usual, this weekly magazine includes various segments such as reports, introducing websites, as well as nice video clips. During the program, we also have some guests who join us via phone. Well, let's get started, but first, let's have the program blessed with the day's supplication.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O Omnipotent, O Allah, O the One who hears the voice of the weak and the ill, you hear by virtue of your all-hearingness. The hearing and answering of the creation is merely due to your hearing and responding.
Amen. Muslims usually begin their daily activities and work by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, meaning in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. This phrase is a continuous reminder of God's endless mercy and great bounties. In addition, with the exception of one chapter, all chapters in the Holy Quran begin with this phrase. Allah has various names and titles. However, it's very interesting that from amongst all these names, the titles Rahman, compassionate, and Rahim, merciful, are specifically chosen for praising Him. Moreover, Muslims refer to Allah's mercy as they call Him with these two titles at least 60 times a day in their daily prayers. Now, I'll come back soon after a short break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Now on the line we have the pleasure to join by Hamisi from Uganda. Hello and welcome to our show.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's great to have you on our program, Hamisi. And you know that today we are talking about trust in God's mercy. And the question that I want to put to you is that how a trust in God's mercy can help us overcome our problems?
So, the question is about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat the question?
Yeah, I would like to repeat.
Okay. The question is how trust in God's mercy, how hope in God's mercy can help us overcome the barriers that we encounter in our daily lives and the problems that we have in our lives.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. According to the question, inshallah, this is how I understand it according to the Quran. First of all, we have to understand that with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is best. That's why we have to understand it, that among His attributes or His names is called Ar-Rahman. Therefore, He's giving us the hope in that in everything, the burdens we have, we face, every problem we face, let us be assured that we're going to face His mercy because He's there to serve us. And that's why we also have to understand it, that even in the Quran, there is a full chapter which is named Ar-Rahman, Surah Ar-Rahman. All this is giving us confirmation to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get solutions to the problems that we have. Therefore, we have to be firm about these solutions. And then the other thing we also have to understand is that even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says in the Quran, وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. That we didn't send you, except that you were sent as a message to all creatures of the world. That's why even Allah SWT says in Surah Al-Isra, the 17th chapter, verse 82, when Allah says, وَنُنَزِّرُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And when we send down of the Quran that which is a healing and a mask to those who believe, therefore we have to understand that in each and every problem we face on this world, there is mask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take heed of it, in that we do things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that if we do those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy of, is ready to reward us, because he said, Hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan, is there any reward to a good deed other than good? Therefore, in case we do think that we can attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get a solution to each and every problem. The world is not stable at all. Peace, we have lost peace. We have lost justice just because we have departed away from things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that in case we do them, we shall get his mercy. Therefore, it means we need to get back to these things. Because Imam Malik said, there's no any way this world can be brought back to the good life other than adapting those things which the four generations adapted. In that, by this he meant that we should adapt the solutions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in order to recover from the long way that we have been, what that we had took. That's why Allah SWT says in Surah Al-Fatr, the 35th chapter, verse 45, would not leave. وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ بِمَا كَسَبُ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَ. That if Allah was to get or to punish us for each and every mistake we do, he would not leave any moving creature. Therefore, Allah is having mercy on us, is giving us time to repent, is giving us hope to do or to get on track. That's why even in the Surah Al-Anbiya, the 21st chapter, when Allah SWT says in the 87th verse, that Yadhanun is Zahaba Mughabiban. And remember, Zanun, by Zanun, Allah SWT meant Prophet Yunus, when he said, when he went off in anger, and imagine that we shall not punish him, and the calamities which had befallen him. وَذَنُونِي ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. When he called on, when he formed his Lord, that, but he cried through
okay, the darkness. I'm awfully sorry for my interruption, Hamisi. I really would like to continue this conversation, but because we don't have enough time, are you kind enough to respond quickly?
Yeah, inshallah, I'm going to complete in 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to let us
less than that, something around 1 minute. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Go on, please. Okay. The willingness to forgive and not to punish is a definition frequently used for the word mercy. But what is mercy in Islam? With Islam, mercy was given a deeper meaning that created a vital aspect in the life of every Muslim, which is rewarded by God for showing. God's mercy, which is bestowed on all his creatures, is seen in everything we lay eyes on. In the sun that provides light and heat, and in the air and water that are essential for all the living. Now we are going for a break and we'll come back soon. Please stay with us.
تو ستاره غریبی، تو شکوه باور من، شب عاشقیست یارا، بنشین برابر من. تو چه کرده ای که با تو شده عشق تار و پودم؟ تو چه کرده ای که عمری پی تو در سجودم؟
To correctly understand the concept of hope in the mercy of Allah, for some who are mistaken in this issue rely completely upon the hope that Allah will forgive their sins without even intending to refrain from evil deeds. Hope in the mercy of Allah should be accompanied by regret and remorse of the heart upon the sins committed, sincerity, hasting in repentance and avoiding sins, as is clearly manifest from the following verses of the Holy Quran. Allah says, "And whoever does a wrong or wrongs himself, but then seeks forgiveness of Allah, will find Allah forgiving and merciful." Chapter 4, verse 110. Now it's time to go for a short break. We'll come back soon. Please stay with us. On the line, we have Mr. Kashkuli from Rasa News Agency. Mr. Kashkuli, hello to you.
Hello, how are you?
Not bad, thank you. Mr. Kashkuli, are you kind enough to introduce your news agency and tell us a background of your organization and news agency?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, Rasa News Agency is a news agency which is located in Qom, the holy city of Qom in Iran, and it is a Islamic seminary news agency. Our news revolve around the Islamic seminary of Qom and Najaf. And we try to inform the world, the English-speaking world, about the news of the Maraja and the Islamic jurists and Islamic scholars and the Islamic-related affairs of the world. That's our news agency.
Okay, thank you. And would you please introduce different segments of your website?
Yes, our website, which has recently been inaugurated by Sayyid Hussein Bushahri.
Mm-hmm.
We have a section, the first section is the Islamic scholars. And we have a section for Islamic awakening, which has, in the last couple of years, which has occurred in the Middle East. And we have a section for Palestine, in precise. And then we have a section for international and other departments and faculties.
Mm-hmm. And are different segments of your websites are the same? I'm speaking about different languages, because you have launched your website in different languages. Are they the same as each other, or do you just choose your materials according to your audience?
No. See, we are active in four languages. We have the Urdu, the Arabic, the Farsi, and the English.
Mm-hmm.
And each section and language is based on its audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to give the news which is related to the people. So for the English community, we try to give news of the Maraja, for example, where they get very less informed. Or in the Farsi, we try to give the news of overseas, of the scholars and the activists, the cultural Islamic activists that are working to inform the Farsi-speaking people about that activities. So it's based on the audience that we...
Okay, thank you. And in your English website, there is an independent category called Palestine.
Yes.
Why so much importance has attached to Palestine, and you have allocated one specific segment to and category to Palestine? Why is it so?
Well, because, as I said, we are an Islamic seminary, a Hawzawi news agency. Palestine is very important for the Islamic world.
Mm-hmm.
And as Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, said, that Palestine, to defend it, is our duty. So this comes an Islamic duty. So that's why we give a special category for Palestine, number one. Number two, in the Western world, unfortunately, a lot of the people in the West are not informed about the atrocities that are happening in Palestine. And that's why we put a special category for Palestine, so we can inform the world what is happening in Palestine, so they can be aware. And know up to date what is happening and occurring in that land.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Kashkili, how do you receive feedback from your audience? And
well, we have a commentary box in the website.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have people who place their comments, and
okay.
And that's one way of getting their opinion. The other way that we do is we are in contact with certain Islamic centers and certain Islamic activists through email. And they give us their feedback about the news and the relevance of the news to the community. And what news are they after? For example, maybe in a certain Western world,
mm-hmm.
like in England or those areas, maybe the issue is, fake Irfan, fake mysticism. While you have in another part of the world, people who claim to be scholars but are not authorized or not legit. So through that, we get the need of the community that they have, and then we try to give the news based on that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Kashkuli. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Hope to see you again.
Inshallah.
And thanks for introducing this news agency. In this segment of the program, I would like to thank those viewers of Horizon Magazine who sent us their emails during the past week. We have received an email from Shalina, who is living in Malaysia. She has written that your magazine connects us to Islamic preachers and experts and also informs us of the rich Iranian and Islamic arts. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Shalina. Meanwhile, Zahid from France raised some questions on Iran's cultural events. I would like to thank Mohammed and Yasser from UK who let us know of the religious ceremonies they hold in their local mosque. Please be sure that all your comments are taken into account, and I do apologize for not having enough time to go through all your emails. But please keep in touch. We'll come back after a short break. Welcome back. Now it's time to shift our attention to our today's report that is about a calligraphy exhibition. Please take a look.
In 2006, and on the occasion of the Holy Quran exhibition, we had the project to design the letters of the name Ali in different forms. I saw one of these designs in which the letters of the name were completely in good shape. I designed the name, and it turned out to be a beautiful design. Designing that name was the starting point for me to innovate a handwriting called Shaidar. This writing is done from top to bottom, like the Chinese handwriting, and is read from right to left, like Farsi. Gradually, I also included the complete set of alphabet as well. Of course, all of these have gone through an evolution process and require time, because all of the alphabetical letters need further thinking in terms of modeling and angles. After I finished designing letters, I started joining letters, because I wanted to turn it into a writing, and I had to design the joints so the letters would join each other and make a letter. This part of the job took several months. Finally, Shaidar writing was complete. It is obvious in the realm of innovations in handwritings and calligraphy that a writing cannot be completed in its own era, because writings such as nastaliq, cursive, kufi, and other forms of handwriting, if we take a look at their history, you will see that the individual who has innovated a handwriting has in fact innovated the initial form of the writing, and consequently, the students and those who were working in that school of art applied minor and major changes, added details, and those minor changes would make the real form of the writing, and it would take time, so the writing would be complete. And it was God's mercy I managed to innovate Shaidar handwriting, and of course under instructions of my teacher Hamid Ajami, who has innovated Mu'alla writing, I am in the process of registering it.
I hope you enjoyed the reports. Great messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was most gentle in guiding his people. And whenever they used to harm him, he always asked God to pardon them for their ignorance and cruelty. Concerning Prophet Muhammad's mercy, it is best to mention first what God himself has said about him. And we have not sent you except as a mercy to the words. The Holy Quran, Surah 21, verse 107. Please don't go away, there is much more to come. Now, joining me on the line is Mr. Montaho from Cape Town. Montaho, hello to you.
Hello, and thanks for having me on the program.
Montaho, what are the positive impacts of putting our trust in God's mercy?
Putting one's trust in God's mercy. Of course, we know from the opening verses from the Holy Quran, and very often when we recite the Quran, we recite the verses from the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Obviously, with that, we trust and we have full conviction that God is most merciful. In other words, His mercy encompasses everything. Everything that is contained in mercy can be expected from God Almighty. In fact, He Himself, He tells us, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Subhanallah. That's an indication of the greatness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just before we had the break now, we listened about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and himself as being a mercy unto mankind. Allah says also in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That indeed that Allah has sent him, this Muhammad, unto us, but only as a mercy unto the whole of creation and the whole of alameen, alhamdulillah. And this is an indication of the mercy that Allah has put through His beloved Prophet, may the peace of Allah be upon him. And like that, that is our understanding. Allah also says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. That indeed, the mercy of your Lord is most encompassing. It is very wide.
Thank you so much, Muntaha. Muntaha, you mentioned that we start recitation of the Holy Quran by saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim, meaning in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Why so much importance, has given to these two names of God and these two attributes of God? And at the same time, we know that God has some other names and attributes. What's the reason behind this?
You know, from one of the attributes of man and the shortcomings of man is that we are weak and we sin very often and we find ourselves prone to sin and we find ourselves in situations that we need some sort of control.
And I'm awfully sorry, Montaha. I'm in need of your brief response, if it is possible.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
thank
we need
you.
God's consolement in that regard. To know that there's a God that we would be able to forgive us for our sins and who is merciful to us.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Montaho Kenny from Cape Town.
Thank
it was
you.
Great to have you on this program. Bye.
Thanks.
As you know, the verse that I just read for you assures that Islam is founded on mercy and that God sent Prophet Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him as mercy to all creatures with no exception. As stated by Prophet Muhammad, the merciful are shown mercy by all the merciful. Show mercy to those on earth, and he who is in heaven will show mercy unto you. We'll come back soon. Please stay with us.
Allah the Almighty,
Allahu Allah,
protect me and guide me,
Allahu Allah,
oh, to your love and mercy,
Allahu Allah,
ya Allah, don't deprive me,
Allahu Allah,
from beholding your beauty,
Allahu Allah,
oh, my Lord, accept this plea,
Allahu Allah.
Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
خوشا و کنه
الله الله
مهر با و کنه
الله الله
کیا او چی شان ہے
الله الله
اس کے سب نشان ہے دلوں کی جان ہے yüreklerin penahı işit Allah dertimi bu ahlarımı rahmeyle bağışla günahlarımı
It's good to have you with us. God's mercy has no limit and does not accept any restriction. The only restriction is on our understanding, and therefore we may not be able to grasp all aspects of His mercy. His mercy is all-embracing and all-inclusive. Nothing falls out of it. God's mercy is intimately close to every one of us, awaiting to embrace when we are ready. The Prophet stated, one of the most beautiful things about the concept of worship in Islam is the truly unique way in which it incorporates the feeling of love, fear, and hope within the hearts of the worshippers of Allah. Understanding how to combine these three qualities into the worship of Allah is one of the most essential things that every Muslim must grasp. Clearly, what is hoped for may or may not come to pass. The hope of believers, however, is more than a desire or a wish. It's an unshakable confidence in God, even when circumstances give us every reason to doubt. Believers are to place their confidence in God. When we hope in Him, we find the confidence and a strength to face any challenge that comes our way. God is completely just and merciful, and His laws are just for all people, regardless of nationality, color, or social status. The life and property of all citizens in an Islamic state are considered sacred, whether or not a person is Muslim. Mercy starts with God and is bestowed by Him to every living creature. This vision of Islam encourages the breaking down of barriers between peoples and is the underlying foundation upon which both life and civilization are built. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of Horizon Magazine. Thanks for watching. For me, Vida Montahab, and the rest of the team of Horizon Magazine, until our next program, goodbye and have a great time.